So, open source actually means that it is not the only solution, because open source by definition means that if you're not happy with the solution, you can take it, fork it, and do it whatever your way, right? So, by saying open source or open data or open system or something, it is really admitting that there is no best solution. There is no only solution. Essentially, everybody needs their own solution to their world of problems. It's just that when they're fixing their own problems, if they share the way they fix their problems, they enable other people who become, much more empowered. And they see by example that, oh, this person is fixing their own problem in a way that is in the open. And they would now learn that, oh, so the places where we think with a kind of learned helplessness is now actually amenable to do it yourself kind of way of fixing it. So I think this is really about the democracy's challenges, in the sense that if people insist on having the same fine consensus of how democracy should work, then it will never please everybody. It will please actually nobody. Because people would fight, they would argue, they would arrive on compromise that pleases really nobody. But if people accept this kind of open world, plural, holistic kind of worldview, then everybody could just cater the democratic or the governance system to the way that they prefer. And then in this kind of pluralistic worldview, then people could just be happy with whatever they have, but at all time open to new contributions. And that's exactly what open source is about. And this actually ties in with the idea about pen and paper, because in digital space, there really is no limit to the canvas. So when you think in a way that is based on pen and paper, people would think, oh, the library only has such amount of storage, or the newspaper only has such number of things to print, and things like that. And when people think with scarcity, then people would think with, distribution, economy, competition, and things like that. But in digital solutions or in digital spaces, there really is no limits other than people's limit of their imagination. So if people start to think about ways that is, an infinite canvas and things like that, a lot of the things that we thought are inherent with the democratic system's challenges just go away. So I think that this kind of mental shift is also another key of solving democracy's challenges.